currently Kirkland. Your source for city news and events in the community. With Erica Sanford at the news desk, stay up to date with weekly news reports on what's happening in Kirkland. Now, here's Erica.
Hi, my name is Erica Sanford, and welcome to Currently Kirkland, coming to you every week with the latest in what's going on in Kirkland. A recent vacancy on the City of Kirkland Civil Service Commission has opened up the opportunity for a new member. The new member would serve the remainder of a six-year term that will be expiring in December of 2012. Interested citizens are encouraged to apply by May 20th. To be considered for the position, you must be 18 or older, a registered voter, and have lived in Kirkland for the past 3 years. Applications must be received by the city clerk before 4 p.m. on May 20th. For more information about this opportunity, visit the city's homepage. New life was brought to an empty storefront in downtown Kirkland at the beginning of May. The Art Shop, a pop-up art store, opened up for a 10-day run featuring five local artists.
What we do is we rent otherwise unoccupied spaces, and there's 22 unoccupied spaces in downtown Kirkland now. And so we only rent them for 10 days, and we're called a pop-up shop. And a pop-up shop is a shop that comes in and you have to be open under a month. So what we do is we try to bring energy and life into a space, and we try to bring dancers and music. Every day we have something different going on in the art shop.
This is the art shop's second time in Kirkland and is the East Side's only pop-up shop. The art shop rents empty storefronts and helps bring new life and business to the area.
We're completely excited about the opportunity to take spaces in downtown Kirkland that are empty in our business center and turn them into opportunities for artists, musicians, all kinds of art. We have many groups of artists who have put themselves together into something kind of a salon-style theme, just like the old days in Paris. And they can move in. They're fully capable of being good business people, signing contracts, getting insurance, doing all the things that the landlords need, and make the spaces so attractive that the landlords then have a much better chance of renting their spaces out.
Make sure to keep your eyes open for the next pop-up art show by the Kirkland Art Shop. The search for the next city manager continues, but is narrowing down. The City Council decided at their recent meeting on seven applicants to interview. The Council has stated that they will continue to interview until they have found the right person for the job. Construction has started on the Juanita Beach Park enhancements. The south side of the park will be closed for the remainder of the year while construction is taking place. Improvements to the park include new walking paths, a new parking lot, and a new open-air amphitheater. The closure of the park has caused the Friday Night Market to move its location this year. The Friday Night Market will take place in the parking lot of the Yes Building, located on 97th Avenue, just a few blocks north of Juanita Beach Park. The Friday Night Market opens on May 14th and runs every Friday through October 8th from 3 to 7 p.m. For more information about the Juanita Beach Park improvements or about the Friday Night Market, go to the city's homepage. Do you and your family know what to do in a disaster? Does your neighborhood know what to do in a disaster? On Sunday, May 23rd, your neighborhood can come together to make a plan. Map Your Neighborhood is an event to bring you and your neighbors together to prepare for a disaster. During the event, you will learn the 9 steps to take immediately following a disaster, develop a neighborhood skills and equipment inventory, and more. Map Your Neighborhood takes place from 7 to 8:30 p.m. in the gymnasium at Peter Kirk Elementary School. For more information about Map Your Neighborhood, contact Live Grown at the information below. Are you interested in a 2010 legislative session recap or want to know about upcoming projects on the East Side? On May 18th, Senator Rodney Tom and Representatives Ross Hunter and Deb Eddy will be at Bellevue City Hall at 6 p.m. to provide Eastside residents with a recap of the 2010 legislative session and a look at the upcoming work on the 520 project, education reform, and more. Residents of the Eastside are encouraged to come to the event and to bring questions or ideas about other issues. For more information about the event, please contact Representative Ross Hunter's Legislative Assistant, Marilyn Peterson, at the information below. Something small, yet big, is happening in Kirkland.
Have you ever seen a painting this small? You have to use a magnifying glass just to get a good look. Here at the Park Lane Gallery, it's the annual miniature show. We're going to give you a closer look.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Without further ado, the best of show we gave to Linda Rawson's Canyon Country.
Well, if you don't mind my kind of thumping my chest here for a moment, we have both the show winner and Cold Ride Home, which is another winner. And when you see him again on the internet, you'd never know for a moment that those weren't like a 3x4 painting. They're fantastically detailed and beautiful, but all of them are fantastic. Everybody exhibits some nuance that's just fascinating to see, and they're great.
Park Lane Gallery's miniature show is in its 18th year and features artists from around the world.
I used to live in Hawaii, so I used to paint the ocean. Now I'm here, I've been painting still lifes. But as soon as the weather gets better, I'm going to go outside and paint. I like to paint people also, portraiture, and anything depending on the occasion. If I go on vacation, I'll paint what I see instead of photographing.
Artists were given the opportunity to submit their paintings, to have them hung in the gallery, and to also have them compete in a friendly competition.
It's really amazing. It's astounding, the talent and the effort that goes into it.
Hmm. This is one, and that's one, too. And then, oh, that one. I saw three. Oh, my God.
Cool.
Miniature art's a little bit new to me. I do fine art painting in larger scale. I've been doing that all my life. And I have a friend who got me into doing the miniatures. And I just really, really have come to love doing them.
These small paintings are known as miniature art, and they pay close attention to detail. They are so small, they are 1/6 or less the size of the actual subject. Each year at the beginning of the show, an artist reception is held to celebrate the works of the artists. Those who submit their paintings are given the chance to come meet fellow miniature artists and see the works that were submitted. During the artist reception, an award ceremony is also held to announce the winners of the annual competition.
There are very few of these exhibitions. There are some across the country, but they're dotted across the country, Florida and New York.
You have to see it. You'll be astounded. It's just one of those things where if you like art to begin with, there's lots of wonderful subject matter, but on top of it, just to see the detail, it's just absolutely incredible.
The 18th Annual Miniature Show is in Kirkland until June 6th. So make sure to get a glimpse at these pieces before they disappear. For Currently Kirkland, I'm Jennifer Wilson.
For more information about the miniature show, go to www.parklanegallery.com. Does learning how you can keep Juanita Creek healthy pique your interest? On May 25th at Juanita Elementary School, the City of Kirkland will be holding a stream care workshop. The workshop will cover topics from how to get rid of ugly weeds to how to work with the creek, not against it. Juanita Elementary students who have been studying the creek will also have informational displays set up at the workshop. Residents who attend the workshop will also have the opportunity to sign up for a free consultation with a stream care professional. If you would like more information about the stream care workshop, go to the city's homepage and in the search box type stream care workshop. Remember, you can access any of our programs on the web. Just visit the city's homepage and click Watch On Demand Programming. We'd also love to hear from you. If you have a news tip, suggestion, or any comments, please send them to kirklandtv@ci.kirkland.wa.us. Thanks for watching. We'll see you next week.